Expanded context. Now that you, including your ego, have an understanding of what ego is, its purpose, what it was created for, its commission one, its greatest fear, its continuum of change from comfort through temporary discomfort to newfound comfort, that is familiarity, key distinctions between your ego and your soul, what the polar shift is, ego's next role as co-pilot to your soul, its commission two, we're optimally set to expand the context of our exploration. Let's take a bold leap and create a sketch of what this means. Swimming out to sea, going home. If ego's primary purpose in commission one was to assist soul in navigating its way through the limitations of space and time, and if ego is now being invited to shift into its newfound seat beside soul as co-pilot, what does this lead to? Contemplate it. We're turning our orientation in the universe upside down, hence the polar shift. The path of human exploration, evolution, is no longer that of reducing soul into the limitations of space and time. We're past that point. In fact, we're precisely at the turning point. Ego is being invited into the co-pilot seat to fly beyond these limitations, co-navigating with soul this marvelous journey into our ultimate and eternally awaited liberation. From its new co-pilot seat in the cockpit, ego will witness and revel in the magical wonders as we ride beyond 3D constrictions, rediscovering our holy place as fully integrated stellar beings. This is the essence of the voyage to the new earth. The transformation from now civilization to new civilization described by a multitude of sages throughout human existence, including the contemporary teachings of Eckhart Tolle, Ram Dass, and others. The scope and scale of this transformation is enormous. It is exquisite. It is bountiful. It is all-inclusive. It is masterful. It is our re-entry into experiencing the realm of soul without duality, without war, without famine, without hatred, without jealousy, without hoarding, without fear, without lack, without suffering. It is passing through the eye of the needle. It is rebirthing through the center of the hourglass. Leaving duality behind as history, it is re-entering the blissful existence of the world as one. The drawbridge to this quintessential sacred yearning is now lowered before us. The invitation is here in your hands. It is time. It is now. The brilliant flame in our lamplights. At the time of writing the ego and the soul, we are at the front end of this shift, from ego piloting soul in the field of limitation we call earth, space, time, to ego co-piloting with soul, the masterful reintegration of all the parts, the strands, the pieces, the bits and bobs that, appearing to be separate from each other, have created the suffering in diversity. For when parts are reunited into one, pain ends. Pain arises out of tearing, tearing love from love. Let's reveal and thus disarm the root of suffering. All suffering is a result of our turning away from our original state, from God. Be it the suffering of shortage, of illness, of aging, of grief, or of conflict, each of these manifestations of suffering have arisen from our perceived separation from the original blueprint of who we are. Shortage is an aberration, a forgetfulness of how to access the limitless bounty of all that we need. Illness is an aberration, a forgetfulness of the divine blueprint of our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being. Aging is an aberration, a forgetfulness of our eternal youth. Grief is an aberration, a forgetfulness of our constant connection with the grace of God. Conflict is an aberration, a forgetfulness that everyone and everything is our neighbor, and what's more, that we are each cut of the same cloth, that we are one. All suffering is an aberration of our relationship with the divine, a consequence of our forgetfulness of our original state of wholeness and ultimate integrity. And so, what precisely are the illuminations with which our lamplights shine as we begin to make this monumental transmigration from the shore of suffering, separation, in ego-limited experience, to the shore of union, inclusion, and ultimate peace? Firstly, let's identify the hands-on benefits to be gained as we make this shift. As ego becomes co-pilot to soul, it will access vantage, the king-queen of leadership attributes. As a result of this vantage, ego will no longer perpetuate separation, competition, business as usual. Instead, it will follow soul's wise lead in weaving together all of the elements into one synchronistic, symphonic whole. We'll naturally begin to perceive solutions, resolutions, and innovations free from deterrent side effects. Solutions, resolutions, and innovations that are elegant, energy efficient by all measures of energy, and beneficial responsive to the integrity of this sacred union. We will live in sensitivity to systems, inherently recognizing the ripple effects of every thought, feeling, and action that anyone initiates. Nothing is invisible. All initiatives affect change. To arrive here, to safely and effectively traverse the waters of this passage, let's identify our key challenges, the reefs and shoals and tidal currents we must pass. Free will, the reasoning mind, thinking and thinking, naming and categorizing, blindly following the flock.